This year, the U.S. military made a big change. Pentagon officials decided that they will no longer keep women out of ground combat roles, to which women already fighting in Afghanistan said, "You're a little late. We're already in combat." The debate revealed just how little is understood about what women serving in the U.S. military are living through. All this week on Morning Edition, we're going to hear the stories of women troops, stories of war, and their very unique take on balancing work and family. NPR's Quill Lawrence has reported this series, and he's with us now to talk more about what he learned. Good morning, Quill.
Good morning.
So let's start with Afghanistan, Quill. You covered the war there for years. Did you see women doing combat jobs?
Well, first off, the definition of combat has kind of changed with these wars. There's never really been a clear front line either in Iraq or Afghanistan. So lots of people, men and women, were getting rocketed and mortared along with everyone else. That said, there are groups of women who have become a very important part of counterinsurgency combat in Afghanistan, and we'll feature some of them this week, members of female engagement teams.
Those were the teams created to reach out to local Afghan women, right?
Yes, that's how they started. But soldiers started to notice that they were picking up lots of actionable intelligence that the men couldn't get access to because they couldn't talk to Afghan women. So even special forces units started requesting to have some of these female soldiers go out with them on their night raids where they get dropped miles and miles from a target in the dark. So there were women carrying out some of these very complicated raids.
Those were dangerous missions. I mean, there were firefights.
Absolutely. We spoke to one woman, Sergeant Alyssa Corcoran. She said she was scared the first time she got in a gunfight, but it sort of became routine for her.
I was a gunner up in the turret. If we were able to have eyes on the enemy, we would then fire back. They fired upon us first, so we would always return fire.
And Quill, another difference between what men and women in the military experience is the issue of sexual assault, even rape. What did you learn about this problem?
That's been all over the news lately, hearings last week in the Senate and the Lackland Air Base scandal. But the statistics really are staggering. The Pentagon's own estimate is 19,000 sex crimes within the military a year, most of which aren't reported. When they are reported, the victims end up facing retaliation, and they say it ends up ruining their careers. And that's what we found. Some of the women we talked to said that they were in an atmosphere that was so full of harassment, they felt like men acted as though they were almost entitled to sex. We can hear from one of them, Sabina Rangel, who was hosting a support group at her house when we met her.
I was assaulted while in Army boot camp, and I was raped when I was in the Navy. It was almost like the men thought that they could say and do anything to me. Women were seen as medical providers, food providers, things like that. We're also seen as sexual providers.
How did you find women who are willing to share their stories, who are willing to talk about this?
Surprisingly, in some ways, it was easier than I expected. I covered this story almost 10 years ago, and it was very hard to find women to talk about this. I think it's been somewhat destigmatized. And we first reached out to women through support groups on this subject. But before long, there were some that were just volunteering their stories. I would call them on a different subject, and they would say without me asking that they had been sexually assaulted in the military. And the prevalence was just shocking. One day I made six calls, and every single one of them had been raped in the military.
Wondering about other attitudes, especially among military families. I mean, are people comfortable with the idea of their daughters or mothers or wives fighting in a war zone? Is it different than if it were a son or a father?
Yeah, I think there are questions that we were starting to ask in the series, and we realized we would never have asked a man, how do you balance your commitments to your family and your commitments to the military? It just goes without saying. Men are men. They go off to war. Women have all of these other issues that, well, that American society asks them about. And when they come back, if they've got the same sort of famous thousand-mile stare from PTSD, for men, again, that's expected. For women, it's why are you being so numb? Why are you unable to relate with your family? And some women don't make it home. We talked to Cedric Gordon, who's a police chief down in St. Petersburg, Florida. And he saw his daughter go off to war, but it never really hit home how much danger she was going to be in.
What happened to her? What was her name?
Specialist Brittany Gordon was working as an intelligence analyst in Kandahar, and she was killed by a suicide bomber in October. Chief Gordon's got photos of her all over his house, including one that she sent him for Father's Day. Here he is describing the picture to us.
She has a big smile on her face. She's sitting there with her rifle and all her gear on. Because I'd never seen her in uniform like that, you know? And I thought, oh gosh, my baby daughter. It hit home again about how much danger she probably was in.
Chief Gordon told us a story about going up to Dover Air Base to receive his daughter's remains. And, of course, he wasn't alone. He was on a bus out to the hangar, and there was a young family on there, a new young widow and her children. And he said it was the saddest thing he'd ever seen. For a moment, he forgot his own grief because he realized that they'd lost a protector. And he started to understand that his feelings were different. Even though Specialist Brittany Gordon had her flak jacket and her rifle and never would have said she needed protection from anyone, he was her father, and he said he'd always feel that way about a daughter, that he was supposed to look out for her.
NPR's Quill Lawrence. You can hear Quill's series on women combat veterans all this week on Morning Edition. Quill, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.